This podcast is unique in addressing, in helping, no, in overcoming all kinds of learning problems. And I'm going to tell you a little about why that's true and how you can make use of it. Do it, because everybody else is out for profit or out for their own career at the expense of your child, just offering whatever it is they have to offer. Do better than that. Find what you need. Get it. I want to tell you a little bit about what we are up to. We intend to be impactful on helping the problem of learning problems. We want to help you in a very impactful way or in a major way. First off, let me say there is no other outfit like ours. There is no business, there is no ministry like ours. Most of the people who are attempting to address, let's say address and not even use the word help, learning problems are government employees. And it is a well-known social scientific fact that the organization is stronger than the individual. So most of them have the idea that they want to keep their career and they're going to fit in, and most of them lose hope. They have very little expectation that they will be able to help your child, and that's why they call it accommodation. Very often they don't even call it remediation. Look around you and see what is the expectation. How many years will it take to finish this program, and will my child be average or above average? Ask them that question and see if you don't get a confused look. So I think that the pull down of the major institutions that have anything to do with education is part of this broken world at best, and the domain of demons at worst. So business and ministries, I know of none that are well conceived. The businesses are also constructed according to the system, and each profession has its method of doing things, and it may work for those for whom it works, but that's what they do, is their thing, and they'll sell that thing to you no matter whether or not it's for you or not, probably. And the ministries that I know that have anything to do with any kind of disabilities usually are of not of the faith variety, but are of the mollify you, pet you on the hand. And I used to see another one when I would go to homeschool conferences, and they did not offer hope. They did not offer change, and they were a very different model from the kind of ministry that I want. So I want to bring you faith, expectation that you can, you and your child can overcome this problem. Problems are to be solved. That's why I call them problems. I don't call them disabilities, because disabilities telegraphs and says you are not able. So you are able to fulfill the calling that God has for you, and there may be some problems you have in learning. We will find the solution to those. And so I'm going to bring you faith. I'm going to bring you some good ideas. And I will tell you from my years of counseling, when I was the president of the South Plains Learning Disabilities Association, the South Plains Council for the Learning Disabilities Association, Texas, I got a lot of calls from others. I spent a lot of time on the phone, and I think that they were all, you know, we say pulling their hair out. I think the mindset, changing toward a hopeful mindset, is of great value. And if I can show what worked for me and what worked in my case and in the case of my daughter and grandchildren, then it has a lot to do with expectations. A lot to do with expectations. Good ideas help a lot too. And I wasn't given many, if any. I had to go and find them. And today we have a lot more science than we did when I first faced this, a lot more science, and we will put that out there. And we have some new mindset, both in the secular world and the church world, that is full of faith and is going to expect, nay, demand improvement. And I think that's wonderful. And it's not only churches, but I'm going to share with you my view, because I've been around a long time. I've looked at this a long time, and that's what I can most helpfully share is my view. But I want to give the technical word is apologia, but an argument for the rightness of that by comparing what I'm doing and going to do in this broadcast with the Bulletproof broadcast. Dave Asprey has a podcast, and he sells coffee and a lot of other things. And he seems to be a model. So his deal is really longevity, although he's selling coffee primarily. But his deal is longevity, and he brings in cutting-edge researchers that have to do with that. And I appreciate that. But equally as often, he brings in some kind of spiritual somebody or other, either an Eastern idea come modern or some shaman come modern. I don't appreciate that quite so much, but I understand why I think that's important, because it was useful to him, and some sort of calm-making and attention-increasing practice helped him. And there's a reasonable argument for that. I don't think Dave Asprey, as much as I appreciate his leadership in terms of science and business, I don't think he really has much discernment when it comes to spirituality. I've spent my life doing that, not so much for him. But he shares the best he knows, so I can't disrespect him for that. I just listen to what I think is useful. So I hope that I will reach out to more and more and more people. I have reached a few people who already knew about the spirituality and who then also cared about learning problems. But I want to reach out to help learning problems people. And I assume it's mostly going to be mothers, but whether it's your learning problem or your child's, or you're an educator and you want some encouragement. So for whatever reason, that's where we want to make an impact. So I'm going to, and I've talked to you about the rebranding, because not everybody knows what Great Shalom means. It's in fact, it's confusing and misdirecting to some people. So we're going to talk about overcoming learning problems. And yes, I'm still going to share my perspective about faith, because I think that real faith and the best faith is also going to be practical. I mean, what good is your spirituality if it doesn't help you in the practical life as well as the eternal, of course? So that's what we're talking about. This is not the place to go into a lot of doctrinal controversy and so forth, but it is the place to share faith that's real and helpful to the problem. So we are focused on overcoming learning problems. And I want you to be patient with that, because, you know, I talked to a Spaniard who's not very interested in faith, although when faced with terrible COVID-19 situation in Madrid, he acknowledged to me the benefits of having a faith in God, but he wasn't very interested in considering it very deeply or for very long, because he knew a priori that Christianity was like the Roman Catholicism of his uncle, who is a priest. Well, that of course is reasonable from his standpoint, but from the standpoint of an American Protestant, of course, that's not my viewpoint. Not all of Christianity is like the Roman Catholicism of his uncle. And so, and you may be like that too. And I have met people who are Texans who are not willing to consider the claims of Jesus, because they know a priori that all of Christianity is like their judgmental, conservative, small slice of some kind of off-brand Baptist. And I was very confused, because after 50 or more years of the survey of all kinds of doctrine in Christianity. You know, I teach survey courses of religion, I teach surveys of denominationalism, and I never met people like his parents. And I keep hearing stories about how some Christians are just so sin obsessed and that's all they can. And then I met some. Okay, so there are some like that, but that doesn't mean that that is equal to all Christian spirituality, all right? So I'm going to ask you for a patient listening when that comes up, okay? So there is some good scientific and practical arguments to be made for a faith perspective, like what you sow, you reap, and speak to the mountain and be satisfied by the words of your mouth. That's really not very different from some findings that are well ensconced in social psychology, like self-fulfilling prophecy or the definition of the situation. So it's worthwhile to listen. Okay, so number one reason why we should be the most impactful around about learning problems is we are the only one. Second is we're going to combine faith and science. And third, everybody else is just selling what their particular expertise is. And that may be how it always is, but it will be of benefit for me to lay out a panoply, the spectrum of ideas, so that you can select what might be most useful in your situation. And another reason is because it is important to overcome learning problems. It is not as if scholarship were the end-all to be-all, or that every child must be a scholar. We're not all going to be professors, but there is a correlation between learning ability and income. In the past, there was a correlation between income and college. Today, right now, that's becoming in question. So I will admit that not everyone is going to go for a terminal degree. But even if your or your child's skills are around something like being a plumber or an electrician or HVAC, those are very much in demand. At least here in Texas, I'm very much in demand, and they make good money. You need some training. You don't need a college graduate degree, but you need some training. But technology is changing. So it doesn't matter if you're tech or construction or some kind of profession. You need to learn how to learn. You need to learn how to learn because you're going to continue learning. You know, here I am, definitely in the grandmother age, and I'm a large proportion of my time learning new tech so I can market what I have deep expertise in. That may not be the best use of my time, but it certainly calls to me to learn a lot about tech. And that's just one homely example of learning is important. And it's not just children. You know, learning and cognitive ability is very much in demand for those of us who are in the grandparent generation and probably even more so in the great-grandparent generation. And those of us who have a mindset that it can be done and good expectations are much more likely to outperform. But it is mostly children, and I imagine mostly it will be parents. And it's not just remedial, but it's far beyond that toward excellence and beyond excellence. All right, so no other source, no positive source, no works better. Certainly there is no better place and no better price. So we're organized to be impactful. So I'm going to ask you to share. I'm going to ask you to engage. I'm going to ask you to buy the things that cannot or should not be simply continually given. But the first thing to know is this is a vitally important topic, and nobody's addressing it. Nobody in the public school, nobody in the business square, and nobody else in the ministry that I know about. So, learning is important. Helping your child be able to learn is important. And perhaps many parents have discovered this with the rude awakening that because they are now in charge of their children's learning, whereas once before they farmed that out. And we're told that their children were doing well, but they had no real evidence, real comparative evidence. And we might talk a lot about that. So like college boards have been recentered, I always make the hand motion in a downward the statistics on school excellence have been massaged at best in this metro area, and the people who are most upset about it are the people who are professionals but who grew up in other lands, because they know their children are not learning at the same rate as their cousins, even though their cousins don't live in the United States. And so, but they know that learning is important because they are making their money in professions that they were able to get into because of learning. But of course, there are other nations who have, at this point, a greater culture that's pro-education. But you know, originally America, the United States of America, had a very pro-educational culture. When we were colonies of Britain, we had the highest percentage, per capita percentage, of college degrees of any nation on the world. Let me say that again. If the colonies of the United States were considered a nation, we would have had the highest per capita amount of degrees of any nation in the world. So it is our culture. It is a positive culture. We're going to help you in positive ways. We're going to help you with mindset, expectation, good ideas, and a little camaraderie. If you will engage, we can be camaraderie. We've talked about being a pride of lionesses for our cubs, and have shared with you some other people's stories to encourage you. Okay? So, impactful, overcoming, learning problems. And the first step of that, maybe knowing it's important, or maybe the first thing is to know that it's possible, because if you think it's not possible, maybe it's for that reason you think it's not important. So it is a declaration, and I've been making it on the end of the podcast typically now for more than a decade. God wants total well-being for all children. Of course, I base that in a scripture, Hebrew scripture, Isaiah 54 and 13, that says God wants shalom for all of us, great shalom. And so that's where the original name came. If the power of the universe wants your child to succeed, and you want to succeed, and I think it's inbuilt in a child until it's beaten out of him, we can succeed. And this podcast will help you. Amen. Amen. So you are wired for success. This podcast represents a unique offering, absolutely unique, about overcoming learning problems. So what else needs to be included? The blessing of God, you've got it. What else? You've got to mix this, right? You've got to do more than listen. You have to engage. We talk about grace mixed with faith. Okay, so God's blessing mixed with our taking it. And when you take it in your heart, of course, things happen in your walk. But you understand what we mean. So I'm going to say you need to engage in this broadcast more than merely listening. So since we've been talking about faith, let's talk about, sometimes children need healing. Sometimes they need innovative education. But either way, there needs to be a change of the heart. How do you obtain healing? Well, I have a whole series about that, teaching you from the Christian perspective, from the Christian Bible in particular, directly from the text, about healing. And also I have another series about praying powerfully. All you have to do is go to the store and download the product, inexpensive, to make a major change. There is no other offering like this. I mean, yes, there are trainings on healing, but nothing that's geared for children, for your particular situation. And innovative education practices, we've got that. So I have a book on how to win the game of school. It's all about study skills. So I recommend that. Click through, get that book. Or maybe your child is younger than that and you're facing difficulties in the early grades, reading, or maybe math. It's all in one series called When the Road to Reading Gets Rocky. And in fact, I know that there are many parents all of a sudden who are now home educating their children who never intended to. And so this has been dropped in their lap. And it seems to me that most
challenging part of homeschooling is that teaching to read. I certainly felt that even though I was an educator, I had done education in a lot of ways, but could I teach someone how to read? Well, in fact, yes, I did. And it was fun, in fact. And even when then I had to teach my grandchildren who had serious problems, a variety of serious problems. So I have added what is scientific and good about Montessori with what I knew about tutoring and have made a product. It does cover numeracy and other things besides reading, but it's titled When the Road to Reading Gets Rocky, and so it unpacks the various different kinds. And it is very different from what is done in public school. If what was being done in public school was working, then you wouldn't be needing what I had to say. So let's do something different. I'm just so tired of let's just do it again. You know, if it's not working, it's not working, it's not working. It hasn't worked for years and we want to do it again. That's ridiculous. Okay, so let's do something better that has some real science behind it, or at least some art, and maybe tailored to an individual child. So I go to the store on the website, greatshalom.org. Soon there will also, you'll be able to get it at Overcoming Learning Problems. Go to the tabs at the top. There's a store. Download the product. It's digital on what to do when the road to reading gets rocky. Maybe it's character. I've got a couple of series on that. And newsflash, there's robust, replicated research that shows that all of the church-affiliated schools have a better academic outcome, regardless, even controlling for income in the home. So you're not surprised that rich people go and get private school for their children and their kids have good test scores. But even when you control for income in the home, those students who are in congregationally affiliated schools, so that includes synagogues, then they do better. And that's true for preschools. It's true even for high schoolers who themselves go to church compared to and public high school. Why is that? Researchers think that it is because all of these congregations teach character. And if you have diligence and honesty and so forth, not surprising you're going to have better grades. So character is an important thing. I'm not saying that that's true for every child who has a problem, of course. But every parent is interested in that. I've got a couple of series. So go to the store and get that. It's not a huge monetary investment, but you've got to do something to engage. So whatever the problems in your situation are, this is what I am offering. And now there are other things about character and there are other things about reading. This is condensed to make it easy for the average parent to understand. And then, of course, I've just sort of completed a series about the problems of public school, the curriculum in the public school, and critique that from a Christian point of view. So if that's of interest to you, just go back in the series. How do you do that? Well, there's at least two ways that I know about. One is to go onto the website, because it's constructed like a blog, and you just scroll down. Or alternatively, you could put something in the search field and search the tags. But since it's just been the past month or so, you could just scroll down and find episodes that have to do with curriculum problems and the philosophy problems and so forth that are going on in the public school. And that might be of interest to you. The other possible way is to go to your podcast hosting provider and either search or scroll down, because there are quite a few loaded up, quite a few. This is a lot of content. If you were going to find this level of content about some other kind of secular topic, you would be paying thousands of dollars in membership. Mark my word. We are giving this for free because this is a ministry, but we do have some product to sell. If you want some testing or some personal homeschool coaching, as it were, well, that's available too, and you can get it from a variety of sources. But if you'll have to go over to my training and consulting website which is orgstrat.net for organizational strategies, org, O-R-G, strat, S-T-R-A-T, dot net. Don't forget the net, because there is something else called organizational strategies in the world, orgstrat.net. And you can see that you can contact me for educational testing, not for psychological testing, but educational testing, including what kind of career you might want to go into, because I've been certified by Lance Wallnau's Destiny Dashboard and Erlen screening. I recommend that for anybody who's having some difficulty in school, and some other kinds of screening, school readiness for sure. And over the years, I've talked to a lot of parents, so it's time, you know, to offer that. In fact, I was told to by the pastor who told me to write the book. Oh, yes, the book. So the book called Learn at Home for Great Shalom, that's what it's called now. And this is my recommendations from A to Z on how to consider what you need to consider. So whatever the problems might be, you might want to use the book for finding out solutions to the problems. Or if you are embarking on homeschooling, you might want to read the whole book and consider all the possibilities of what you need to teach, so that you can then make decisions about how you might teach those, and then, only then, resources. Rather than simply trying to replicate what public school is doing, and doing so poorly, and not considering the other things, or, as so many young women do, just consult their friends and buy that curriculum and call it good, well, that doesn't give you an optimal educational offering to your children. And it certainly doesn't address any particular problems, because every child is unique. And your friends' children are probably unique from each other, let alone from yours. And so just rushing out and buying the first curriculum that looks good might work in the short term, but that's not all you want to do. So just get the book, Learn at Home from Great Shalom. It's not on Amazon currently. That's on my do list to get it on Amazon. It's on Lulu.com, which was a site for self-publishing long before Amazon offered one. So www.lulu.com, or alternatively you can just simply go on greatshalom.org and click through. And even if this is listened to far in the future, where Great Shalom you can't find, Lulu you can't find, if you go to the website associated with this podcast, which might be Overcoming Learning Problems, you will be able to click through and get that book, even if I title it something without Shalom on the cover, okay? Because it is, so I call it a methodology book, because it helps you choose what method, but that seems to confuse a lot of people. So the idea is to consider all your child's need and be able to decide how to address those educational needs, okay? Thank you very much. Engage. Lord bless you.
For more information, log on to overcominglearningproblems.org. overcominglearningproblems.org.